I know we all waited for Thursday. And for many of us, it was filled with anticipation to see how the Houston Astros would handle meeting the media for the first time, dealing with the aftermath of everything that has gone on here with the sign-stealing scandal. And I just said this to Fleegs a minute ago off air. Considering what we got out of the Houston Astros, why did they even bother to apologize for what went on? That was an absolute mockery. That was an absolute sham. That was an absolute waste of time every which way, from Jim Crane to Alex Bregman to Jose Altuve to Mr. High Horse, I'm the moral authority on everything, Justin Verlander. That was as big a joke as you're ever going to find when it comes to what not to do in handling an apology. What not to do when it comes to trying to move past and deflect and move on from a particular scandal. The Astros did none of that on Thursday. And what I'm sure they only did across baseball and across the court of public opinion is only tick off people that much more. That was painful to watch. I'm sure it made people angry. I'm sure it made people upset. I know I'm Astroed out. I told you this the other night. But what in the world were they thinking? Forget about the cheating, which we all know took place. We all know they were looking to get an edge. At least you can understand the purpose there. Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve, you know what they felt like? They felt like two guys standing there, going to the principal's office, getting in trouble from the principal, and then having to just give you the half-hearted, I don't give a rat's you-know-what apology, but that way you know I gave you the apology. That way you know, I filled the requirement. See, I told you I was sorry. See, I told you I was going to actually do it. Please. Please. Anybody who felt sincerity from Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve, take a walk. Take a hike, would you please? And here's my biggest problem with the Astros, especially Alex Bregman. These guys had the audacity last year at Yankee Stadium when the whistle story came out right after Game 3 of the LCS, and you had the rain out. You had a day in between, so it's a story that kind of gained a little bit more traction. And the Astros were basically like, how dare you challenge us? How dare you question us? They basically dismissed it and put their foot up the nose to anybody who would suggest the idea that they could be cheating in any way, shape, or form. To be as arrogant as they were as an organization and to be squirming like they did on Thursday, not going to sit well with a whole lot of people. Then you get to Jim Crane. And I remember saying when Jeff Luhnow and A.J. Hinch got suspended and ultimately fired that Jim Crane did the right thing. But now the more and more I think about it, how in the world did Jim Crane not face a penalty? How in the world did Jim Crane not deal with any of the fallout, the aftermath to what went on as far as this sign-stealing goes? Jim Crane, within a five-minute span in this presser, sat there and told members of the media he doesn't believe what went on had any sort of impact on the games and any sort of impact on what went on in playoff games in the World Series. I mean, are you off your rocker? Are you nuts? Were you having some whiskey before you met with members of the media? Because within 5 minutes or 10 minutes when he got pressed with a follow-up, he basically pulled the old, I never said that. Nothing like a good old, I never said that. Well, you got a good old, I never said that from Jim Crane. Because within minutes of, it didn't have much of an impact on who won the World Series, he scaled it back. Within minutes. Does that seem like an organization that's remorseful? Does that seem like an organization that is feeling a knot in their stomach and is sickened by the idea of what's gone on over the last few years? Not the way I saw it. The only guy who showed you any sense of humility and any sincerity was Carlos Correa. Because I actually felt like hearing from Carlos Correa and listening to Carlos Correa, his thoughts on the impact of the cheating, the relationships with Carlos Beltran, Alex Cora, everybody who was affected, it felt like that came from the heart. The problem you have with Carlos Correa, he's another one. His tone, even though it was much better Thursday compared to some of his teammates who came across as total jerks and total clowns, Correa felt sincere. However, he was another one of these guys at Yankee Stadium with the sunglasses on, with the nice suit on, pounding the chest, saying, "Which is that good?" And that's why we're winning. And all we do is laugh when we hear these sort of stories. This is what the Astros have done, though. Because when you take this sign-stealing stuff, you basically get caught. And the issue becomes the apology. It's going to be nitpicked every which way. The Astros have now put themselves in a position that we have not seen in a long, long time when it comes to a team. They will be public enemy number one from opening day on. Now, will that eventually fade? Of course it will. Because remember, Alex Rodriguez, now, team-wise, individual-wise, it's an apples and oranges type comparison. I totally get that. Let's not forget, when Alex Rodriguez came on this radio station and lied to Mike and made a total fool of himself, a lot of people around baseball viewed him as this ultimate pariah, this liar, this fraud, this joke. I don't think those same people, and I don't think I would have said at that time in 2013 that Alex Rodriguez would get his image back to a point where not only would he play again, not only would he leave the Yankees with some form of dignity, but he would become this face of broadcasting within baseball, where on Fox and on ESPN, he is the number one headliner talking about the sport. A-Rod doing Sunday Night Baseball, A-Rod on the studio show with Burkhart and David Ortiz and all the guys. You didn't think that sort of career trajectory was possible for A-Rod with where he was at. So that is why the Astros should almost look at a guy like Alex Rodriguez as an example of how you go about and how you move forward in dealing with the scandal. The Astros have not done that quite yet, because their apology felt beyond forced. And their apology, from the owner down, felt like something they kind of had to do. They didn't want to be all in on it. And if that's the way they were going to handle the situation, then why even bother? Why even bother? And hearing Justin Verlander really ticked me off. And look, Justin Verlander's a Hall of Fame pitcher. I'm not looking at him the way I'm looking at the position players, because I don't believe for a minute his renaissance in Houston was aided by the fact that there was banging on trash cans and there were sign stealing going on within, you know, video evidence and whatnot. No. Justin Verlander was pitching great with the Tigers, hit a wall his final year there, and then turned it around and has been as dominant as ever since. I applaud him for that. The problem you have with Verlander is this. I got to hear from Justin Verlander all the time. I got to hear from Justin Verlander when it comes to steroids in baseball, where he has been quite opinionated. I got to hear from Justin Verlander on many other issues throughout the sport, where he likes to be a mouthpiece, where he likes to almost put himself as this better than. That is hard to do when you got guys on your team responsible for a sign-stealing scandal. That is where you come across as a total fraud, where you got this stuff going on within your organization, your team, and now, after the fact, you say, well, maybe there's something else I could have done. Please. That's why you always got to be careful when you're on the high horse. When you're a player and you're going to be speaking your mind and you're going to be opinionated on everything, then all of a sudden you know what hits the fan. You'd almost like to hear it both ways. The Astros now will know from city to city, ballpark to ballpark, they're going to be hated. They're going to be disliked every which way. The best thing they can do moving forward, get to the baseball season. And this is where I think I may differ with a good majority of people. Because I think a lot of people are going to say, well, this is just going to be too much for them to overcome. I don't see it that way. They're good. They're really good. Are they the favorites in the American League? No. They just lost one of the best pitchers in baseball in Gerrit Cole. They're still the second best team in the AL. I think the calming presence of Dusty Baker, and again, Dusty Baker being there today, I felt sorry for him. It's like, why the hell is he there? He had nothing to do with the sign stealing. I know he's the manager of the team, but you got to have him up there answer a question about this stuff. It's like, geez, leave me alone. I don't want to be bothered. I'm running my operation now. Let Jim Crane deal with this. Let Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve deal with this. But I'm not one of these guys saying the Astros are dead and buried. I think they will be heard from in 2020. To what extent? Not sure. But I don't believe they're going to go quietly into the night this year. They'll be vilified. They'll be hated, not just by New York Yankee fans. You'll have Dodger fans giving them the business in L.A. when the Angels and the Astros play on opening day. I'm sure you're going to have Dodger fans find their way there just to heckle. That's what happens when you're involved in a cheating scandal of this magnitude. Players around the sport are throwing the Astros completely under the bus. And you would think a professional baseball team with 3 to 4 weeks to prepare for everything that is going on here would give you a far better response and a far better optic than the one they gave you on Thursday. That was a colossal joke. Every which way. And I'm sorry. Carlos Correa could sit there and tell you with the buzzers, there's no way in the world that happened. It's only about 2017. 2017 is the cheating, and that's when it went on. When I see Jose Altuve rounding third, covering up his shirt, not wanting it ripped off as he's hitting, I don't know, the biggest home run of his life, to send his team to the World Series. That's where, guess what? Team like the Houston Astros not getting the benefit of the doubt. They're not getting the benefit of the doubt every which way. I know I may be Astroed out because this scandal, it's overshadowed spring training. It's overshadowed the offseason. And it's going to be a reoccurring theme throughout the regular season. But if you were looking for closure and you were looking for finality and you thought maybe you were going to get that on Thursday, not with the way the Astros handled it. That is a clinic on what not to do as far as PR. From their owner to their two top players. As big a clown show as it gets.